CliffCentral.com.
It's been happening, now we snagging on weak rappers who talk shit, kiss a tic tac when you speak.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's the Just Now Comedy Podcast with Dave Levinson, Brandon McKay, good and Eric Janssen. Gentlemen.
Hello.
Yay.
There we go.
We're awake.
We're alive.
We're awake. And we're fine.
It's Friday morning.
Dave's
again,
pointing at the screen.
Woo. We made it, guys. Another Friday.
Okay, David, say hello.
I don't want to say hello.
Is that it?
You don't want to say hello? Is that not how this works?
Turn me up in the headphones.
Something's happening here. Like, we are fighting with Palesa because she's pressing buttons and she's not supposed to be pressing buttons.
Oh, there we go.
This is my jam. I don't know.
ladies and gentlemen,
it is Friday. It is 9 o'clock. And as you know, the madness has begun. You can hear it.
Yeah.
In the silence.
They're already fighting about
when there's silence, it is never good news.
Yes.
Because you know how they say no news is good news?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
like,
here.
It's like when you have a puppy. When you have a puppy, if he's making a noise, you know everything's safe. Once he goes quiet, mischief.
Yeah.
So yeah, hey,
same thing here. Same thing here.
All that happened is the buttons have moved. The one that used to control the music was on this side. It's now moved to that side. But it's fine. We don't need consistency in a music studio.
No, we need to keep...
So this is the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Okay.
And what's interesting this week is that we decided let's have some real people, actual guests.
Yes.
Yeah, that have done things.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of our people are really just people that we find and then they cancel.
People
and then we just find people off the street.
People who just exist.
No, but this is an actual, like a musician, singer. And then you walked in and you recognized Gareth Cliff from your judge in Idols.
Yes, he totally was my judge in Idols in 2007.
When you say your judge... There were other people.
There were other judges, but
he you chose him as your judge.
But he was the guy.
Are you judging me?
He was my guy.
He was my guy.
Totally judging
he
you.
He was like the nice one. Marlo told me, baby, I don't like that. Randall was said to me, it's a sprint, it's not a marathon.
Oh.
But
wait,
he was great. But Gareth was like, yeah.
And how long ago was that?
Wait, it's a sprint, not a marathon. Mm. Whoa. So
that's what he said.
But that's the other way around.
That's the wrong way, man.
I know.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Maybe he fucked up.
No, he said it's a sprint, not a marathon.
So he fucked up like a fairly decent saying.
Yeah, he really did. That's what he did.
So now, Caroline, what is your name in the world of fame?
Where's my name?
No, say your name.
Oh, my name is Caroline Barole.
Do we just call you that? That sounds Italian. Barole.
Yeah, Barole.
I will order two Baroles.
Two Baroles.
And, one and it's so funny because people always say it wrong, but my surname is Barole.
I did say it right.
Southern Sutu.
The Italian Sutus.
Italian Sutu,
they make the best pasta marocco.
They do.
Yeah. Molweni.
But my name is Caroline Lirato Wadu Borole. Fully.
You had me.
I have three names. I'm that black girl that has 50,000 names.
Don't worry, I'm that kind of guy that has 50,000 names. Eric Joseph George Janssen.
You see, our parents like to do these things. We don't know why, but it happens.
My mother explained it to me the other day. She's like, do you know how many E Janssens there are out there, including your father?
Your mom Googled you?
No. She's like, in terms of just naming me for like tax purposes and shit one day.
Tax purposes.
Finding myself in my pension bracket.
Like, you need to be able to...
to recognize who I am, clearly. So EJG Janssen is not common.
You need a better recognize.
Yeah.
Why don't you wear a hat that says recognize instead of salute?
Put some respect on my name.
So Eric's here. Brandon, how are you? How was your week?
I'm good. My week was cool. We had a cool weekend. We had a cool Saturday. The three of us went to the beer pong fest. We discovered that we are beer pong. It was in Benoni.
Carolyn, did you not know about the beer pong festival?
I had no idea.
You had no idea about what the show was either.
I had no idea I had to be here until now.
That is so rock star. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Sounds
Thank
like
you.
Us. Yeah. Yeah.
But hang on, you've like a proper singer now. You singing in shows.
No, I mean, I've always been a proper singer. I feel like I studied musical theater in Pretoria at Tshwane University of Technology. That's what happened.
Tshwane University of Musical Technology.
Yes.
The SW.
Where they have like, you know, departments, musical theater, drama, opera, dance, etc., etc.
Yes.
Where the cool kids go, basically.
So hang on, how long ago was that? Let's do a little bit of a timeline.
We should not do that because then I'm gonna have to
explain yourself to people.
Explain.
Because you're young.
Why I'm not married? Let's not do that.
It's you know what I always say with marriage, it's a marathon and it's a fuck up.
Dave Chappelle says in his thing, marriage is a dumb thing because all it is it's fun for the first 2 years and then you...
2 years?
Then you're basically building a case against each other. Just taking notes.
Yes. That'll be good in the case.
Yes. That'll work. Yeah,
so basically what you guys are saying is that I shouldn't do it.
No.
Don't involve
the government.
Don't do it.
If you love the person, love them. You and the person only. Don't involve
It's Caroline Baroli. You know, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
No.
Tinder?
No. I've never actually tried that.
Oh, rubbish, man. My Tinder profile's picked you up so many times. Yeah. I swipe and you're not even interested.
I've never tried it. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, that's so fantastic. You said that with a straight face.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm being serious.
I'm just going to test this out because what we did was we went to a beer festival.
Fine.
And
you had beer?
We did breakfast beer, club for about 8 hours.
What kind of beer did you have?
I'm trying to see if it's playing, Brandon.
All the beer?
Apparently, beer you can even get a really beer with a whiskey. And you drink a whiskey and a beer together.
Together? Like in the same...
You sip this little whiskey, then you sip your beer, then you do another sip of whiskey, and you sip your beer. I mean, it's not ideal.
I don't imagine no.
It wasn't the best thing I ever did in my life.
So how drunk did you get?
Me? No, I was sober.
Okay, I'll try.
See, I can't keep a straight face when I laugh.
I know.
Damn it.
Yeah, but it's okay, you're cute, so it works out.
Oh, goodness.
Ah, here I can't again. Guy strikes again.
Damn, that's why we have him on the... You remember you said, what's his job on the show?
You need a cute person.
He is a moisturizer.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm the moisturizer.
Brandon Moisturizer McKay.
It was just this morning that I didn't moisturize, guys. Come on. Be nice about it.
Bruh, but I'm here today, and you didn't moisturize. No. So, sorry for you.
I tried, but like it was...
It was too early.
So cold? You know when it's so cold, your hands just go dry automatically.
No, I don't know.
You can't even wake.
You
know?
No. Just me. That only happens to you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What am I tweeting? Sorry. What? Yeah, that was information that was... Was that live? Did everyone else hear that as well? Oh, just us?
I heard that.
Oh, shit.
Felicia's got her own helicopter service that she runs from the studio.
Yes.
Oh, tweet for my show. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, WhatsApp us. I feel like that's what you meant.
Yes.
WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line 079.
Hello, good morning, handsome Brandon and Dave and Eric. Hang on a minute, 90. You didn't put a comma there.
We don't have a Twitter handle.
We don't have a Twitter handle.
Can we get
it? Just relax. Okay, say the number again, Eric.
079-748-2090.
But you can talk to us on Facebook. Just Now Comedy.
Yeah, the Just Now Comedy podcast. So message us, tell us what's up. Tell us.
Okay, Michelle, hello, good morning, handsome Brandon and Dave and Eric. Handsome Brandon and Dave, comma, and Eric.
And Caroline. Are you serious? Caroline.
No, it doesn't say Caroline, yeah.
No, you didn't say Caroline. But say it, because I am actually in the studio.
No, but Michelle doesn't know that. Yeah. She WhatsApped us.
WhatsApped?
Do we know which part is part one and which part is two and which part is three?
I will tell you now.
What is she WhatsApped?
Part one is 47 seconds long.
Okay, cool.
Did you see how organized this show is?
Caroline,
it's super organized. I feel like
at this juncture, we're going to talk about your proper singing and stuff because you've got a show coming out.
You should probably interview me since I'm here.
No, fuck that. Is that interview? Does it say there on the
Isn't that what happens over like in a radio station?
No,
this is not a radio
situation.
No,
that is Brandon,
explain to Caroline what this is.
Are we here to just like talk
about sex?
Crap.
That was the first mistake you made, thinking this is a radio station.
Do you have a CD out that's come out?
I am.
See, that's why we're not interviewing you. Fucking useless. What is it called? The vowels. Yeah, we are the vowels.
No, listen here. Mm. My personal album is coming out in a few months.
That's cool.
But I am part of a beautiful project called Rada that I am singing on. It is an actual CD that happens. It's called Rada Unearthed. Okay. That I sing on.
Why are you?
I have two songs on there.
Yes.
You should probably play them.
We've got the two songs.
We're going to play
them. We're going to play them. But now, what was the Rada project? What is Rada?
So Rada is a campaign
I'm interviewing.
I mean, thank you.
Yes, and then as soon as you start speaking, we'll all interrupt.
Stop it. Okay, let me speak.
I'm listening.
Go for
okay,
it.
So RADA is a campaign that I am a part of, which is the protection of human beings, human souls, mostly obviously females. It's a campaign against abuse of women.
All right.
Rape, abuse, drugs, alcohol, etc.
Eric abused himself this morning.
You are?
Yes, carry on.
You should stop it.
I've just started. Okay, so the CD was a whole
there's
lot of
anyway,
there's a whole lot of acts on there, a whole lot of artists.
It's also a campaign about bringing musicians, artists as a whole, whether you're a singer, producer, DJ, etc., and bringing out a message to say that this is an actuality in South Africa, unfortunately. And we're trying to stop it in our way, and that way is music.
So did you write this? These are original songs. There's no cover.
These are original songs, yes.
So Undefeated is something you wrote?
Undefeated is a song that JP, the
well, yeah,
CEO,
I know JP.
You know,
yeah,
JP.
Kind of any ideas man.
Yeah.
He
wrote it, actually.
Okay.
And we collaborated on the song, Undefeated. When Is the Time is another song that I do that was written by our producer Howie.
Oh, okay, Howie Combrink.
Yes.
He's also one of our friends from the secret
from
island.
From the secret island.
The secret island no one goes to.
That nobody goes to. Yeah, that he wrote. So, you know, it's just a special project in my life that I'm very
passionate
about.
Did it take a lot of time? I mean, because it's not like it's a major amount of bucks that you're getting or anything.
No, a lot of time. But it's not about the bucks. It's about the cause itself. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a serious situation. We have a problem in this country at the moment.
No, it's been huge. The last 2 weeks have really made people.
Do you know what I mean?
Up.
And we are a people that are saying that we need to stop this. There's
enough.
Women are being kidnapped and killed and all kinds of things, and children are being kidnapped and killed and
caused. That's all. That's all.
You know
that's
I mean?
Part
and
of RADA's cause. That's what it is.
And basically, that's what RADA is about. It's about the rebuking of that as a whole, and having artists coming together to say no, we don't want this.
Can I play? When is the time?
Yes, you can.
Do you want to tell us who? Okay, so Howie's in the studio.
So
Howie's a great producer.
Howie's a great, great producer.
Okay, so he collaborated.
The person that I'm collaborating with on the song is Reason Ndlovu.
Also an Idols.
Yes, sort of. And he was in they're not together at the moment, but he was in a group called Tribe, which was very popular back in the day.
I remember Tribe.
Yes. So it's myself and him. It's a great song. It's about saying no to
all
this crap that's happening, basically.
That's right. And you're asking, when is the time? When are we going to actually say, hey?
When are we going to say, hey, it's enough.
Stop banging my table. That's what? Caroline.
What? When is the time?
Sizwile sina voka way let it go. Masiphilisa nemtaka baba singa bahlobo. Innocence to your heart. I cherish memories, unconditional love. So much hate, you owe so much pain. Innocence destroyed again and again. So figure in this car to hear that call. Why can't tears stop the fall? So figure in this car, stop the fear, I stop the cries. Monday is car to stand up and rise. I shall not filter. I will go cater. Masbamba nene sonke sibe together. Aspa umsindo sonke lapo high city no. Shout it out sonke city no. Shattered lives everywhere.
Caroline. I'm just going to put that as a bed in the background here. That's very cool. Because I was saying,
I do cool things every now and then.
But are you doing a show at the moment?
What am I doing at the moment?
No, we kind of do. This is called current events. We're doing nothing at the moment. Brandon, what are you doing at the moment?
I'm sitting here.
Okay. No, but you have businesses that you run and things you're doing.
I work.
I got some shit happening.
Yes, I work.
I love you.
And Eric. Oh boy.
My so great.
My mouth just over the mic. Like,
do you guys want to go?
That's lovely.
Do you want to do a tattoo Thank inspection?
Oh, no, I have a thing about tattoos. I'm sorry.
Have you got any?
I've got three.
Me too.
Sorry. I was excited.
Are you fan manning? What's it called? Fan zone. Fan plan.
I'm not saying anything else. Cause
nobody knows what you're saying, Dave.
You know, we asked her to take a photo of us.
I know,
she
did.
She gave me my phone back. It was off.
Are you
so the phone wasn't even on.
She switched it off.
So there was no photo that was taken.
There's no photo.
Momish.
Okay.
Momish.
Are you fine. What about Whitney Houston?
She's an intern.
We love
the Whitney Houston. She's an intern. No one gets paid. What is the Whitney Houston vibes?
Yes.
So, in my life.
Stop banging my table.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Except I'm not. In my life, I'm part of this show.
Yes.
Called the Whitney Houston, which is actually
a show from Showtime,
Australia.
Okay.
This lovely gentleman called Johnny Van Grinsven has hired me.
Okay.
And what he does is that he puts on tribute shows, and one of the shows that I'm a part of is the Whitney Houston Show, which is sang by the beautiful Belinda Davids.
Okay.
She plays Whitney, and I'm backing vocal for that. And I also do backing vocal for
Brandon, just hold your hands.
Michael Jackson Show. And also,
what is the Michael Jackson Show? The history one?
Yes.
Okay.
It just played at Empress Palace.
I can't have you in the background anymore, Caroline.
Why?
I do not want you as backing.
Well, no, don't worry, because also at the same time as I'm working, because I'm exercise my vocals, I'm also getting ready to play Tina Turner.
No, you're going to be Tina.
Yes.
Show me your legs. There they are.
For those of you at home, she is now showing.
Don't worry, they have great legs. They're on their way.
For those viewers with color televisions, this is coming to you in stereo.
Yes, we're preparing to do Tina Turner in December. We're starting rehearsals in December and preparing to run the show from January. So you know what I mean?
That's blazing.
You should come back.
That's like
blazing.
Can you come back next Friday so we talk about one thing at a time? What was the Michael Jackson show like?
Before you answer that question, what is your Twitter handle? Let me just put you in these tweets.
I feel like it's... I'm not sure. I feel like it's... What do... As in W-A-T-U, Caroline.
W-A-T-U, Caroline. Let's see.
I hope there's nothing. Is there nothing?
No.
I'm not really very active on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
What do you believe in? How does your career get tagged?
My thing is like Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, but we'll take.
I'm not really big on Twitter. I don't like it.
Me too. I just do it for the sake of tweeting. Like I vent on Twitter.
We've noticed that, Eric.
Yeah.
I'm so single. Oh my god.
On Twitter, but on Facebook, yeah, I'm lazy.
I've just noticed you can say stuff. You say stuff on Twitter, and people
think
it.
Are you single? I'm also single. We should talk about
you guys.
Let's do this thing. Yeah.
Look at Tinder.
And you can sing.
Eric,
oh
you
god,
just got swiped.
Incredible.
Swipe right.
No left. You swipe left.
She said, "Let's talk about it." It's a right swipe.
Is left if you like or right if you like?
Brandon is so silent. Why is he not part of the show?
I got told to tweet.
That's what I also didn't do. No, we'll tweet after the show. Fuck it. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Karen, what was Michael Jackson like? The show? History.
It was freaking awesome. I love that show. Like,
check
I can't get
lighter.
Enough of it. And I loved Antonio playing that role of Michael Jackson. He's so good. He's so phenomenal. I love being part of
it. What was his
show.
Name?
D'Antonio. His D'Antonio. Name is D'Antonio.
I really feel like he should be famous.
D'Antonio. He is famous.
Is he?
He's famous for playing Michael Jackson.
I was wondering.
Oh my god, are you playing him?
I don't know. Why would I play Michael Jackson?
I mean, D'Antonio.
This is D'Antonio.
Yes!
There we go. How do you get Caroline going?
There goes Eric. It's going to go across the...
And Eric Silso sliding across the table. And there's Caroline sliding across the table. Okay, so
No, it was great.
But you're doing rehearsals. You're like in the show.
Yeah, like I'm in the show. That's what we do. We travel.
Were you one of the Jackson 5?
Yes, I suppose I'm part of the Jackson 10, actually, because that's how many we are.
Well, it's actually Jackson 9 now, because the main one's dead.
Wow.
No, bruh, he's being revived on Lifetime. You should watch DSTV.
Oh.
He's coming back.
Do you think I can afford DSTV after doing a free podcast on Fridays? Is he coming back as a hologram?
He's coming back as
like
a hologram.
Tupac.
Yeah, it's very strange. He kind of looks weird. And the movie is being told.
I've never seen a hologram touch someone inappropriately.
Monkey. He had a monkey that
Bubbles.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yes. I was in the bath with Bubbles. And then Bubbles got out.
Fine.
And Blanket got in.
It's okay. Nobody blames you.
That's so horrible.
Blanket's his other kid's name, man.
Yeah,
that's
but if Blanket changed his name
to Bubbles.
No, it's something else.
Well done, Blanket. Yeah. Well done to you,
but
my boy.
It's something even worse.
It's something worse than Blanket?
It's never going to be worse than Blanket.
It will never be worse than Blanket.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you what his name is now.
Such a sock.
Put the water on the floor, please. We get into big trouble for drinking alcohol.
Okay.
Leave Michael Jackson out of this, please. He's one of my favorite artists.
He really, and Dan Tanya is so good.
Okay, so you did that show. Is that coming back or is that now finished?
No, it's coming back.
Okay. Not on Lifetime. Okay. And then the Whitney Houston thing, is that touring at the moment?
So we're doing Whitney now. I leave for Cape Town on the 21st. And we go to Cape Town for a month.
Okay, where's that show?
It's going to be at
the Arts Cape.
Arts Cape, yes. Okay. Yes.
I don't want you in the background anymore. I'm
going to
write you a show.
And then we go to Canada. Jesus. And then I go to the UK after that. And then I come back to start rehearsals for Tita.
And Loisa Manding has arrived. I told you. You don't know each other. Oh, what the fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090.
We're gonna say hello to you now, but yeah, before we do that,
you, sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Mic's on already. That's
do you know? You guys know each other?
Yes.
From what?
I've watched him perform so many times.
That doesn't mean you know him.
No, I know him because
she knows
I met,
the real
I met him through.
That's true, hey?
I met him
shares.
Through my friend Tracy Lee.
Yes.
Oliver.
Yes, we know Tracy Lee. She does comedy as well.
Exactly. Yes. That's how we met.
Oh, so you have met.
Yes.
All right, I just want to see if this works. Just chill out for a second there while I play. This is called Breakfast Beer Club.
Okay.
Where we're not allowed to drink here, so we get drunk somewhere else and record it.
Okay.
Because that's the magic of radio.
Blanket changed his
it's
name
amazing.
To BG.
Technology.
Blanket Jackson to changed BG. His name to BG.
B-I-G-I.
Baja BG?
Baja Bichi.
Bichi Smalls?
Yeah, Bichi Smalls.
Bichi
Smalls. On there.
Questa.
Is it playing? Is your volume all the way up? No, I meant
that's
on your
there.
Phone.
That's
man.
Fine. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll
come
get
on.
There.
Focus. Still nothing?
And we're quiet. I got nothing.
This is why I said to you we should just do this. Do it the old school.
No, but I mean.
Hold on. Let's
it takes a while to. There's something. I don't
even know the music. No, that's me. Why are we standing and talking here? Chairman, I messed up.
Not even when the music stops, just like while we're standing and talking.
Is that you guys?
So this is us from the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We are here at the...
That'll answer your question.
It's a Greencroft Bar Festival.
Greencroft
Bar. Noni Northern's Running Club.
We are. Yeah, nobody's running though. I'm very disappointed so far. But hopefully the running gets
you
like
5 minutes. 5 minutes in, you got a hug from a local. Someone recognized her.
Yeah, but I went to school with her. That's why she hugged me. She's like, oh, she and Eric, I haven't seen you since matric.
She failed matric.
I didn't know she failed. That's
really?
No, I'm joking. She didn't fail. She did well. I'm assuming. I don't know. I didn't see her name in the newspaper.
We're looking for some people to talk to you about their day and how they're doing.
Yeah, this is...
And the comedy-ness of their day.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's look for some people.
So that was the first part. And then Dave switched off the mic and my mic
The reason why I switched off the mic is because we had questions coming through from the helicopter company. Loy, when I checked out what your stuff you're doing, there's a show on Saturday night with Humpa Pop's birthday show.
Yeah.
That's at where?
That's at the Lyric.
The Lyric Theatre.
What is that?
Are you performing there?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, who else is on?
I should probably come. You should... Probably give me a ticket.
No, it's you can't. You buy tickets these days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Is that what Blicks they ask for tickets?
How much do these ticket things go for?
Karen, I'll take you as a date.
Will you take me as a date?
Then I'm buying a ticket.
I really
want to
go.
And then
but you must buy me a ticket.
Buy me a ticket! Lloyd, do you mind being interviewed by Caroline through us?
I mean, is that okay? I'm very good at asking questions.
So, are you friends with Mpo? Mpo Pops?
Yeah, yeah. I've known Pops for quite a while. He was also in advertising at the same time I was in advertising.
Okay.
It was a boring day.
Do you still long for that?
No, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Deadlines.
Nah,
copywriting.
Nah, man. Let's not even talk about it. We did this last time. We talked about it, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
When Glenn was here.
Who's Glenn?
Yeah, that guy.
Him. GBP.
Glenn Bow.
Glenn
Bow got some deep pockets.
So it's going to be, it's Pops' birthday tomorrow. 30th.
Happy birthday, Pops.
And you're performing.
Yeah.
Easy
with,
now.
Robbie
Collins. Tumi Marake.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Luisa Matenga.
Tall Ass.
And Tall Ass Mo.
Tall F. It's going to be a situation.
Tall F Mo.
I'm Tall F Mo. I'm doing KFC.
It's going to be fun, man.
So are you giving me a ticket? What's happening?
Jesus. Caroline, can we talk about this after the show?
Nah, Caroline.
No, we can just give. You know what I don't like?
No. Someone, like, I feel like we're
when someone says, when you're doing comedy, and then you say like five things that you're doing. I'm at Goliath, I'm at Parker's, I'm doing a thing at the Lyric.
And then they go,
okay,
tell
cool.
Tell me when you're at this place.
Yeah.
Then you say, okay, I'll give you an actual ticket. And then you stand there, where you're waiting for the. At the door, there'll be your name, and your tickets will be in the envelope. They still don't pitch.
Yeah.
Some people dig comedy.
Except I will pitch.
Then go.
I will definitely
just
pitch.
Walk in with a clipboard.
I feel like he knows
so you
that
had no plans for tomorrow.
No. Okay. I heard Mpo yesterday on a metro. I was listening to him talking about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, it'd be so fun to go. I should.
So he was on metro yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He's promoting the show quite a bit.
So you're on Cliff Central today.
And I'm on Cliff Central.
And we're on Cliff today.
on the Comedy Podcast.
So I'm international.
That's right. Metro's only local.
Yeah, there's people in Vietnam going,
the hell are they talking about?
You perform? Me perform. You want ticket?
Welcome.
I want ticket.
Racism.
There's race. Hey, there's no color on radio, bro.
No color on radio.
Like, easy now.
It's colorblind racism.
Okay, so it's now you're being colorblindedness. Is colorblind still as bad as it is? You know, back in the day, there was like a colorblind society. There was color apartheid.
What?
Colorblind people, do they still get such a bad rap? Can't get jobs.
They used to get a bad rap.
They can't get jobs.
Living
they can't see black.
Yeah.
CBCEE.
In my head, David was
cyan,
me
magenta.
And you. I feel like you it's always fine. Just squeeze you in with other people.
Tell me. No, one day it'll just be us.
Okay.
The reason why I've started doing now is when I invite a comedian, I always invite someone else. Because my comedians, they don't arrive.
No, I promise you don't.
I mean, I feel like I arrived.
When did you supposed to be a loss?
Had you reminded me? I was supposed to. If you'd reminded me like at 7 a.m., I would have been here.
She's always up at 7 a.m.
Jesus, how do you get your own time?
But then you're doing other things as well. You've got another show. You're in Grahamstown, you and...
Yeah, doing Grahamstown with Skull.
Skull.
Yeah,
what's that called?
A show called Broken English. So it's a stand-up comedy. So we just...
So you're taking a
when is
half
that?
Each. Half Grahamstown each, Festival, yeah, 30th of June till the... 9th.
So we're there from the 20th... We're from the 30th. Yeah. The show's from the 30th until the 5th of June.
And that's quite exciting. I mean, you've been to Grahamstown before?
That's exciting. Tickets are already selling, so we're excited.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked to hear that.
Yeah, that's because of Skulk. Yeah.
It's mostly Skulk. I won't even lie. It's mostly Skulk. I think those people are on time.
The first time I met you at this gig,
started on time.
So,
but Gray, have you been to Grahamstown before?
Yeah, I did it once.
What are you, 3 years?
And? I was like, hell no, am I ever doing this?
Fucking bullshit, eh?
I was like, no, I'm never doing this again.
I can't do it.
But, I don't know.
Do you know I've never been to Grahamstown?
As
a theatre performer, I've never actually been to the place that has.
Caroline, it's fun to get it. It's fun to get it out of your system, get it under your belt, and do it. But it's not.
I can imagine. I'm always like busy in Joburg. Every time Grahamstown.
It's easier for some people. Some people just have a major following, so their shows.
Yeah,
and they make a bit of cash as well.
They make a bit of cash.
Plus, they're getting
a lot of us go there. We lose cash. It's cold as
well. I mean, you drink, so
I'm surprised.
I can imagine you lose cash.
Luisa doesn't drink.
Oh, is it?
But now the other thing, let's talk about the big stuff. I was watching my television the other night.
Yes.
My diode device in full color HD. And I saw your muscles. Damn. I saw them.
What are you talking about?
Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Oh, the Baywatch thing.
Well, I saw your muscles in HD.
You saw you talking
about? Wait, what's the Baywatch thing?
Well, that's what the interview is, Caroline. We ask questions and they answer.
Okay, well, Jesus, what Caroline. Is the Baywatch
thing? Get your own show.
I should get my own show.
She said, how do I get onto the station? I said, you can take this show with pleasure.
Hire me, guys.
You can fucking have this.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I feel I'm here.
You definitely are. No, you are.
And also, you're very good because you're like us. You're also about in with you win yourself. With
exactly.
Yeah, I'll explain.
That's what I Caroline. Do in
the only person who I'll can interrupt premise. Herself.
I'll do a premise. Are you ready, Caroline?
Oh, wait!
Comedy Central.
I know the movie.
Comedy Central has certain nights they have Comedy Central movies. And one of what they've done is because the new Baywatch movie has been done and it's slightly
which
comedy
is
more than.
Quite a flop, apparently, by
fantastic,
the way, that movie.
Fantastic. Just we'll talk so about the know. Fact that Luisa Mendinga introduced it as a flop. He went and met them. He went over there, Caroline,
oh, really?
To Miami and met
Caroline. Jack Caroline, let me talk about the thing that's about me.
Oh my God!
Let me talk about
did
the
you
thing
meet
that's
the Rock?
Me.
Did Caroline, you meet the Rock?
You got the job.
Do I have the job?
Okay, let
oh
him
God,
answer
I'm
now.
So glad. Okay,
now,
fine.
Shush, now when you hear the cool. answers,
I went over.
This is what the interview
and you met the Rock.
No,
he's getting there.
I met the rest of the cast except for
the Rock.
For the Rock. Yeah.
Why is that?
Huh?
What
is
why?
He was coming
the
in the
guy?
Day after my schedule. He came in for the
so they schedule a whole
so
bunch
he
of
David Hasselhoffed you. Basically.
I don't know what that means. I'm not that old.
This it's a Knight Rider reference.
Caroline, what does it mean?
It's the only
it
reference
I mean, I don't feel even like
know
we should all
means.
Know.
No. What does it mean? Please explain.
It
know.
Means that the original, The Rock, David Hasselhoff.
Character.
Yes.
Ditched.
Ditched. He doesn't pitch up for shit.
Oh really?
Ooh, ah.
No, you're allowed to. Caroline,
is that okay? I'm
do you want to? Do you want to interview Lisa so we can all chill on our phones?
No, no, no. Like,
no, seriously.
I can. Okay, so tell us about
have you
the
seen
characters
the movie?
That you met.
I met the rest of the cast. So
mm-hmm.
it was,
how was that?
They were cool. They were really cool people. You
what
get
kind
five
of questions?
Very organized.
What kind of questions do you ask like a person that?
Do you want to let him answer your first question?
Down
that you
no, no, no. Wait. I just want to say this is amazing. Like your voice is so powerful. You've overpowered Dave. We've been trying for the past year now.
You're welcome back. What? Anytime.
Well, that's why Caroline. You need to hire me.
But I came for Dave's voice.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't part of my script today.
Oh, listen here.
The rest of you are
I didn't
weird
even know
featuring.
That you were going to be here either.
Here I
so,
am, baby.
Here we are.
Yeah, this is
you
me.
Know what I mean?
I want
and
Caroline.
And the question is.
Question is, what was
tell
it?
Tell me about the girls running down the beach.
Yes.
They were hotties, man. I won't lie. If Miami is like, if Durban had a budget. It's fucking amazing, guys.
Durban had a budget.
I made tents. It was literally a beach of nines and tens. And some of them are tanning topless.
Oh no.
But no one tells you that. You just have to experience it for yourself.
But that's a Nandi beach.
So what did
that's a Nandi beach.
Also like what did you do about it?
Nothing. I'm a committed man.
You just
man.
Looked.
Did you get some wood?
Relationship.
Did guys. You
I'm a man in a committed relationship.
Oh cute. You're so cute.
I'm adorable.
Eric is single though, so that's fine.
What does that have to do with him being in Miami?
Business wise, Louis, who Comedy Central booked you to go?
No, what happened?
What happened? Tell me the story.
I'm not the special guy.
Well, yeah. Someone canceled.
Mojack was supposed to go. And the night before he went in for his American visa, his car got broken into. They took his bag with his application and his passport. And this was 2 weeks before. And you know how long it takes.
Oh, the struggle is real.
Really?
Yeah, so they were like, who's got a visa?
Did Mojack cry?
Like, I've got a
you stepped
up. Visa. No, they called me. They called me. And then I said, yeah, I've got a visa.
They phoned me as well. And I said, listen, you know who's good at this? Luisa Mendinga. Because you know what? I'm a giving comedian. I always give gigs. I always give gigs.
You do, though. Because you gave me one of my first, like, call-on gigs.
Really?
Because before, you know, when you started off...
Like cash. I gave you,
you
cash.
Up. You gave me my first catch. Yeah.
Well, I'm
East
proud to.
Do you remember that gig?
Yeah, Bedford View.
Bedford View, yeah.
Well, it's like East Rand is on the hill of the East Rand.
The
gangster
the
comedy
view
nuts.
Of the East Rand. There, where you guys yes. have the view of the East Rand. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Hey,
can I ask something?
No. Louis, anyway, tell me something. Asshole.
We know you can.
Such an asshole. I just want to know, like... So I'm a theater person. I'm a singer. Yes. I'm, you know, this is what I do for a living.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. So now you're not doing marketing anymore.
No.
So now you're a full-time, like, comedian. That's what you do.
All day, nigga.
So how do you earn a living?
My earphones aren't on, by the way. I've just put these on for show because everyone else has earphones on.
How do you
take those.
How do you make money?
Voiceovers. Most of my money comes from voiceovers.
Is
really?
It?
Yeah.
Does it really?
So
like,
are you a voiceover
give us a voice
king?
That you're in?
Like, give us a bit of a voice.
That's what I just said.
iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit my iStore at CO.za today for more info.
I'm disconnected.
iStore is a standard registered credit provider.
Standard Bank. Moving forward. A division of First Rand Bank Limited. An authorized financial services and registered credit provider.
Can't we get them on our show? And
look at how impressed Sia is.
That is fantastic.
Oh my God.
See, I do that all the time and you don't care for me.
The Sex Show with Jonty Sir. Touch yourself in a place where no one can reach. I can lick my elbow.
Touch yourself. Wow. Because no one else will.
I store. You store. We store.
We store.
We store together.
So, Caroline, do you have any more questions for Lloyd while you have him as a captive audience?
No,
what do you do for
money?
What do you do for money?
What do I do for money? Yeah. People let me sing.
Because very, very few people can theatre a living.
Also, I've been in the industry for like over a decade. So people...
In theatre. And that means you've been singing, dancing?
I've been singing, acting? Dancing, acting for a while.
Are you acting now?
Dave, you're doing that thing that she does when she asks...
I want to see what it feels like.
Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We are childish. But it's okay.
What's happening? Are we playing a song?
No, I don't know what... Hit me. 10 years?
Yes, I've been in the industry for over a decade. And therefore... it is my financial.
And it's good pay?
So you get
Saudi.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great though. I didn't know that.
That's what I do.
So those productions, how do they work? How does Michael Jackson work? Do you get paid up front? Do you get paid per show? Do you get a contract?
No, I get paid per show.
So if you don't,
and I have a contract.
Sick, if you're sick, understand.
I'm not allowed to
be
sick.
Do you write? Do you write?
If I am sick, I need to get over it because the show must go on.
Do you create your own work?
Yes, I do. Oh, that's great. I have an album
coming out. There's a song. She got a song. We played a song.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you haven't played my other song. When are you playing my other song?
We have other recordings as well.
I think I was washing my face when you played her song.
Putting it out there.
No, you were just late, bruh.
No, I was literally in bed.
Just tell the WhatsApp line isn't working, so just fix it. Loy, you're doing too much. Grahamstown coming up.
Grahamstown, then Funny Fest after Grahamstown.
Is it in Cape Town?
That's in Cape Town.
That's with Eddie Kazar.
Yeah, from the 10th until the 22nd. It's going
to
be dope.
Do you still enjoy... You know what happened? Someone said to me, Dave, you're too old to do comedy. You must leave. You must leave.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Who said this?
I'll tell you who it was in a few seconds.
Okay.
So then
did you punch them in the neck?
No, big guy.
Oh.
big bad guy.
Gotta be selective.
So then I thought, what do you mean? He said, no, like the young guys are here. You feel threatened. I can check it. Like you must just leave. Let the young guys take it. Then what he didn't realize is that the young guys actually inspire me to get back into it. When I went to the box the other night, I was watching the young guys. I'm like, damn, I feel like a love for comedy again.
Oh,
I had
really?
Like an anger doing corporates, which takes away your soul.
It can.
Yeah.
So then I was back at the club and I was like, yes, man, this is where it belongs. This is where I should be. This is fun again.
Dave, Robbie Collins. Say something? It wasn't
Dave,
Robbie.
You're old. You must leave now.
No, Robbie wouldn't say that. Just Robbie fucking loves you, man. Dave, I want to say to you, I watched when you hosted at the box.
When was that?
When you took over the box and you changed
the Levinson.
Yeah, you made it the Levinson room.
which he does.
Dave
everywhere.
Is one of the most brilliant minds in comedy in the country. And I think Dave suffers from the same thing I suffer from, which is the day your belief in your talent meets your talent.
Oh.
You'll be fucking great. Because I know you don't want to do a show.
I'm just on Instagram.
You don't want to do a show.
You haven't got that
because
belief.
You don't think that you're at show level.
So are you saying the day that your belief in
your talent meets your talent.
Okay.
You will meet.
No one can touch you.
Yeah. Because I saw. Oh. Dude, the things you do on stage, no one is even thinking of doing. They don't even know it exists to do.
Yo.
And you're fuck funny.
Fuck funny. But no, that's not talking about me. You are a very busy man.
No, man.
I try to do some research.
I feel like we've talked about how busy he is.
No, but you don't understand. Caroline,
I'm a very busy person.
Very busy man.
I'm a very busy man.
Have you prepared for Grahamstown? I'm just going to do like a Grahamstown preparation show.
I have no idea what I'm
clothes?
Doing for Grahamstown. Oh, just jackets.
Scarf?
Yeah, I've got
gloves.
Gloves.
Earmuffs.
I'm literally staying indoors, though.
You're going to do your show.
I'm literally going to just go to the place. And
Eric, do you want to go to Grahamstown and do the Just Now comedy podcast from Grahamstown?
Nah.
How are you getting
I'll
there?
Go next year.
We're driving. So maybe me, Tats, and Ryan Hardith.
Yeah.
Driving down.
That's
that's going to be. You know what's nice having Ryan in the car? You don't need Google.
He knows everything. Right? Ryan knows
You know, you and I sort of do improv the same way. We take something that's really not true, but we say it so well that people go, yeah, that could have happened. So, but he'll correct me and go, actually, no, Dave, the Romans didn't actually live in Rome. They lived sort of in a suburb of Rome, like in Milan. Yeah, I don't know, I'm talking
annoying.
Shit, but he's
annoying. No, he's annoying.
So they're in the car, you're driving down.
So we actually, just before we get to Grahamstown, we're doing a show in East London.
That kind of pays for the petrol.
That pays for, it does actually, it covers the petrol. And then we're going, to Grahamstown.
We're in East London?
That's very smart.
The three of you, so you Tats and...
Me, Ryan. Tats and Skulk. Oh,
no, okay, all in the car together.
And Ryan.
It's a busy little car.
It's a big car.
It's Trevor's car.
Big luxury car.
I'm going to start holding the microphone exactly like this.
I don't know why. You hold it like a porn star's.
No, man. It's a big it's a big ass Cuban.
Cuban dick.
Carolines, do Cubans have big dicks?
I wouldn't know. I have never quite slept with a Cuban.
I dated a Cuban girl.
I did it.
Everyone,
Cuban
sit
girl
down.
In high school.
Why was she from Cuba?
Totally forgot about
exchange
it.
Students.
She was like, because South Africa's got this.
You did not
exchange.
Date a Cuban girl. Are
South Africa's got this exchange.
Order.
What?
Order.
South Africa's got this exchange thing with
why
Cuba.
Why was a Cuban in South
where,
Africa?
It's like a skills thing where the doctors come and work here, and our doctors can also go work there. And her father came and worked. I don't know why he came
sent
to Cox
to your
that.
School.
And she came to us, beautiful girl, Claudia.
Oh,
Claudia, she even had the accent.
Does she come? Does she feature in a comedy sketch?
No, I literally just recently remembered her.
Can we find her on Facebook or something?
Is she on Twitter? What happened?
I have no idea.
Her?
We broke up.
It was a fling, Caroline. It's high school.
I was an asshole. I was tired of her because she talked a lot.
Hey, I know how that feels.
He's staring.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, Lon?
Where were you last night?
Don't reenact the interview now.
Hey.
But go for it.
Hey, where were you last night?
I was at my house.
Doing what?
Having the time of my life.
With
my friends.
Okay, cool.
Why?
You're doing voiceovers, lawyer.
Yeah, what's happening?
No, I'm just asking.
So, I need to tell you.
Yes.
Moving
I love how swift
it is. The distraction. Yeah, it is the distraction.
So I know Dave from the Seychelles, no?
Uh-huh.
Because the two of us go there
and we
sometimes
were locked in a room together
to go and entertain this sheik.
I've heard about this.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Anyway, so we go to his private playground and we go and entertain him. So
yes.
I sing and obviously Dave does comedy and MCs.
And he sits there looking unimpressed.
He has a great time.
Oh, really?
I get a standing ovation because every time I'm finished, he gets up to leave. That's a standing ovation.
Shut the fucking up.
No, he likes you. I mean, we've been going there for a couple of years.
Yeah, so he must then.
So he must kind of like
okay,
us.
Okay, so he met me there.
That's where I met him. And I've never liked him.
Dave?
Oh, Dave, yeah.
Oh,
Dave. Oh, Dave, yeah. He's always been that guy. Wow, Rasa. Like, he makes a lot of noise.
Yes. Yes.
It's annoying.
So kind of that impossible.
So you don't like the competition.
And he talks a lot. You know, just going back to when you were saying she talks a lot. Yeah, he talks a lot. And I also talk a lot. So between the two of us.
It's a clash.
Problematic.
You kind of
call
the same people.
Do you know what I mean?
You know that when I once closed the door to my room and you carried on talking?
Shit.
Lloyd.
But with the two of you in the studio, Eric and I never, we haven't said anything.
You are
we're
such
just sitting
a liar
here, Eric.
Because
should we,
I've
should
never
we go get
been.
A coffee?
Waiting for
in
Dan
your room.
Lloyd, let me tell you what happened. She's banging on the door, okay?
Yeah.
Banging on the door. And eventually I let her out.
You set me free.
But we chatted until 4 o'clock late in the night about everything. We covered every topic there is. And we got quite deep as well. I think we both cried.
We
cried
did.
A bit. Could have been that rum.
It was that rum. That takamaka.
I know about the takamaka. The takamaka comes back to South Africa and it's not good.
When?
Oh, it's not.
No,
I mean, like,
no.
You're getting back into it.
And we had the rum takamaka. It was hectic.
Have you tried takamaka rum, Loy?
No.
Oh, my God.
Do you drink at all?
Yes, he does.
You're gonna have
I
to
had a really
Grahamstown.
Good meeting yesterday and I had a whiskey.
After the meeting or during?
After the meeting. It was a really good pitch.
Did you get some stuff?
Well, I just had a good feeling about it. So
cool.
Afterwards,
what like, whiskey did you drink?
Celebrate.
Huh? What whiskey did you partake?
Labatt. I just asked for a Jameson.
Okay. There you go.
I like the. Have you tried these Japanese whiskeys?
I do. I have. I only got Japanese whiskeys.
They're so good.
There's one in a little square bottle. It's just called Barrel Number 8.
Yes, that's the one.
That's so nice.
It's amazing.
It's like cream.
Yes, like it just melts in your mouth.
I hide that away.
You don't
from,
have to swallow it.
I hide that away from Brandon.
Into your bloodstream.
Brandon's got a key to my house, and he comes to my house the other night
Why
without
does
my
Brandon
knowledge.
Have a key to your house?
You must always give a spare key to someone.
No,
trust.
Not without your knowledge. I had to go put your washing inside because you went to the Seychelles and left all your shit outside.
So you're Dave's bitch.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Now I'm back
you
in comedy.
Yes.
No, it's all his shit.
Whilst he goes
in
out
his
into
garden.
Life and lives. You do his
so
washing.
Why like am I like washing in the garden? Why am I washing in the garden?
You just left it outside.
That's how it dries, Brandon.
Yeah, but not for 5 days, Dave.
Hey, it'll be very dry.
When I got there, it was pouring with rain. I was like, I promise you that shit was not dry.
Well, it needs more outside now.
So hang on. So let me just explain. So I go, okay, you can hang my washing up. And you decide to go look for some whiskey.
Hey, I was like, hey, let's see if Dave's got a nice bottle of whiskey. I was going out from there. I dropped my kids off.
Did you rub your balls on my drum kit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a drum kit?
No.
Oh. I was so very excited.
That's a reference. It's a euphemism.
Oh.
It's from some movie.
A movie.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
Oh.
Are you writing movies? Because you sound like you did a pitch now. Was that for your ad agency?
It was for a television show.
Really?
Mm. Ooh,
is it
what's
secret,
happening?
Secret?
Is it secret?
Yeah. Karen, I'm gonna get it out. Yeah. Out of you.
Please tell us. Tell us more about what you're doing on television.
Jeepers, what was that, Felicia? Tell us about what you
tell
are doing.
Tell us about what you are busy with. On
Why
TV.
Is Felicia Nigerian now?
Because I just
tell us
decided.
What you are busy with.
On
this
TV.
Show just weird.
No, just pitching. Weird, just too weird.
That's good though.
I want to write.
Are you
a
involved
movie,
in budget?
I think South Africa needs more. Films.
Well, then the problem is.
But like films.
Who's doing the who's doing movies?
Also, is
comedians should really write more movies.
Film,
yes.
Because
to be honest,
the thing is with
Caroline
films,
wants
right,
to speak. Hold this. I'm getting a speaking stick.
The thing is, what I'm irritated with a lot with South African films is yes. that it's always the same shit.
Same theme.
Same theme. Same.
But how many have you watched? There's some brilliant ones now.
Have you? No, but the thing have you looked at the lists for like because. Corporates aren't Afrikaans corporates sponsor Afrikaans movies,
right.
So that's why they get to make
Cake-net.
Amazing, like whatever
films,
the fuck we
whatever
want
to they
make,
want
creative
to make.
Films.
Yes, yes.
Black people, we have to go to like the NSFV.
Yes, that one.
And all those people, and those guys have mandates. They have to. You have to have like a social message. You have to tick so many boxes. But that's just where we are now.
But it irritates me because
you
there's
must
a,
shout at
there's
people
a
like,
movie coming out right now.
Who have
Tito Mboweni?
There's
Tito Mboweni. Tito Mboweni. Tito Mboweni. Tito Mboweni.
Listen.
Tito Mboweni.
Now the Vietnamese people listening don't know what you're talking about.
All I'm saying is we just need.
But it's.
What have you watched recently? Have you watched Catching Feelings, which is coming out now? Kaki Saludika's new movie. Full on rom com.
I
saw it.
Romantic comedy, nothing apartheid.
Do you know what it is?
No,
do you know what's great
me?
About it? Do you know what's great about that movie?
Yes.
It's a film.
It's a film.
It's a Nouveau level.
A film.
Like I was watching it going, damn, he didn't go, I want flipping Sturkey and a cause anywhere
yes.
to be full. He was like, I want to make a real film.
A film.
Out of this.
Did John Barker
so
do
it's a rom com.
Who did the directing?
Why am I going blank? It might have been.
It was John.
I think it was John.
But the reason why it's a rom-com, but the thing is, what he's saying is that there was no mandates, there was no rules. But I also think
which
that the
great.
Country
That's
needs to
amazing.
Make those
like,
films at a point. We need to get to a point where we squeeze the pimple. I'm saying this is what we did. We did apartheid. We did to make the music.
Yes.
Make the music. And then from
there
the productions
this
come out.
This is what's happening.
There
exactly.
are still
That's
many,
what I'm saying.
Many apartheid movies
stories.
That still need to be
sure.
made.
Sure. Brilliant stories.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just the type that we're making is always the
it's
same.
Always the
it's
same.
Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah. That's
like
my there problem.
Are better stories.
We must make Baywatch. Black Baywatch. Where everyone just stands on the beach on Christmas Day.
In Durban.
I can be racist
and
too.
And a kid goes missing. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
Every sequel is about who.
And it should be like black people
a
wearing tights and Checkers shopping bags on their heads.
Wow.
Is Siv the only black guy that can swim?
I can swim.
Okay.
I can also swim.
Do you want to race? Would you race swim?
In my school, the fastest swimmer was a black guy.
Really?
Sure, his parents were white, but he was.
That doesn't matter.
My grandfather was involved in South African swimming, and he was also very keen on finding black swimmers. So he would go and he
it's
the
life
swimming
school,
school
though. People make it like it's like a real life school. Some people die because they can't swim. Mm. It's massive, as much as we joke
it's a
about
real
it,
thing.
It's like a life school that
it's
you
like
need.
A real
I'm not even sure if I could swim across a large expanse of water. Why not? Just haven't done it for a while.
Go, we'll go. Chuck you in one and see you.
Thanks, man. Loy, movies. So this man, Kokhi Soledika, he's like, and his partner, Akin.
Oh.
Akin,
yeah.
Yes. They're kind of like spearheading this movie thing. No one else is taking the bat?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have scripts and ideas and stuff under their baton, but it's like you have to learn the whole spiel. You have to learn the industry, learn the process and all that kind of stuff to actually put it together. Like, I think it's worth, if you're a writer, I think it's worth learning to be a director to actually learn how to make your ideas come to life. Because sitting down with a script doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to bring it.
And is that what you're doing at the moment? You've got your scripts?
I'm working with some people on some stuff.
Oh. I always dig that, man. Comedians should be firing all kinds of things. Do a podcast.
Yeah.
Go do some things. Find out if you can MC a thing. Go do a charity gig. Do whatever it is. Do more stuff.
You're creative. Just keep creating. Keep making stuff. You never know what comes out of it. It doesn't have to be the thing. I think a lot of creative people are always holding on to wait. We're always waiting for the thing that's going to make me blow. And it's like, no, just keep making things and maybe
just
one day something
creating,
will catch on. And we're so afraid of failing or not getting enough likes on something that we never end up making anything. It's like, no.
But that sort of comes back to why I had a little bit of a comedy wobble.
Mm.
That it's fear and not fear of failure. It's just like something's missing that was there when you started.
Yes.
That first gig you did, that energy, that adrenaline,
love
whatever
it
was.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, I want to be like Chris Rock. I want to be like so-and-so. I want to be like Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Mm. But have you watched comedy recently?
So my ears have fallen.
Comedy, for me, it's like comedy has just taken another big step. Like funny isn't enough anymore. Like, you can't just be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I just watched Sarah Silverman's new Netflix special. Mm. Fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Then Chappelle drops two blazing shows. Then Jared Michaels 8 is amazing.
But now these are all the international guys you're mentioning. Who's in that zone in this
but
country?
But even locally, you just go to the Goliath Club and you just watch the comics on stage
on
and
you're
going like, yo guys, this is now proper comedy coming
when
out.
When that happened recently, there was a switch.
There's been a switch.
So take 10 years ago, take 17 years ago, take 20 years ago.
Yes.
Barry Hilton, whatever. There's a resurgence.
It goes through like these waves, yeah. And right now it's, creatively, people are just taking it to another level. Like, it's like I've seen guys who are.
Does
like
that you, make you panic?
No, it's exciting.
I think it's cool.
I think
you're
on that way.
You can kind of feed off of that.
What is possible? Because then you're going, oh, we're not doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
Sweet.
Right.
Now I get to explore new ways of doing comedy, which is blazing. Because it's a job that you do forever.
We're gonna have to talk about. Can you, when you come back from Grahamstown, get us some notes or get us some clips or something and come back. And talk about the wave.
Okay.
When you come back. Grahamstown in July. It is done. Grahamstown is in a couple of weeks. That's 30th to the 9th of June, July or something.
And I'm there from the 5th until the... From the 30th. Until the 5th.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You want to come back after that?
There's lots of comedy and really good comedy this year.
Well, the thing is, at 1 year, there was only comedy. And then the next year, they said, like, actually too much comedy at these things.
No such thing.
Fuck that. But is it, who else is going? Other shows?
Tess show.
Daniel Friedman?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Skulk's taking down a show. Okay.
So besides your double-headed show, you've each got your own shows as well?
No. For me, and Skulk is just
Skulk's got Jersey Boy or something.
Oh, does he? The son of a bitch is cheating on me with his own show.
Sorry, Bez.
Listen, we're gonna finish up this with the other song that's on the Rada thing. So that's.
Oh,
you're
gonna play the other song?
I make Undefeated.
Music. Jesus.
Do you make music too?
Yeah, I'm gonna play something.
We got 1 second.
I'm gonna play something for you guys.
Is this your music?
This is my music.
Go for it.
Give me a second. Talk. Listen.
We can't talk.
I've got 10 seconds.
I can't talk for 10 seconds. We've got 1 minute left. This is from Luis Mendinga on his Nokia 3310. Go.
Dirty horse, man. It's not opening.
Oh, wait. Well, can you play my song?
We're going to play Caroline's song.
Guys, my bad.
Just Now Comedy Podcast. We'll be back next week, Friday. Cheers, Brandon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Caroline.
Follow me at LuisMendinga.com.
Jesus, he's a plug.
That was great, guys. Thank you. I had so much fun.
Cheers, Eric. Sharp. We'll see you just now.
Each day I saw cliffcentral.com.